All right. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The time has come. I know it's been a while. Your boy took 6 months off because basically it was a lot going on. I ain't going to cut nothing out. I ain't going to beat around the bush. It was a lot going on, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, depression, all that, you know, crazy life, the volatileness of life. All right. So, first of all, understand that I'm not... Right, this is not a pity party. Let's start off with that. This is not a pity party. These are testimonies. Because guess what? I'm still standing. And this is to inspire you that no matter what you go through, you can still stand too. So let's start off with that. So just some of the stuff I struggle with custody. I'm a black male father. And you know, I struggle in custody with my kids. That was one of the things that, you know, put me through depression, having to go through that, fight that, win that, and everything of that nature. I also achieved, I believe, 4 certificates for my personal trainer while I was, you know, took my little 6 months off. I got the official personal trainer. I've been training for 10 years, but I got the official documentation. I was finally able to afford it and get it. I got a glute master specialist, nutritionist. I'm an elite trainer now, things of that nature. This year, I'm shooting to get my yoga certification and my bodybuilding certification and everything, so I'll be able to train people in that nature. Now, it doesn't take certification, but paperwork's look good to, you know, a certain type of people. So I decided, hey, you know, I'm able to take this opportunity now to get it. And once again, you know, I'm always talking about furthering your education. You should never let your mind stand still. Keep on advancing it. Keep on moving it. Keep on growing. And that's what I'm going to continue to inspire into others. So I achieved a lot of goals. I'm going to continue achieving goals, you know, work-wise, communication-wise, social media-wise. Big goal that I want to work towards for myself this year. I want to learn to play a music instrument, preferably the guitar. And then also want to figure out like a workout fitness app, because I think, you know, with COVID being as crazy as it is, and they coming out with all these, you know, different forms, Alpha, Beta, Zeta, Omicron, Transformers, and all this other junk, you know, it's super crazy. So, you know, once again, stay healthy, stay safe, and mentally motivate yourself, and you can overcome anything that you're put through. And, you know, on top of everything, once again, I never, you know, bash anyone or bad talk anyone about what they believe in, but whatever you believe in, use that belief to inspire you to do what you got to do, because my mind is the man upstairs. You know I'm one, Christ himself, you know, my savior and everything. But I was able to do everything through faith. Whenever I got, you know, down on times, you know, asked for a little bit of help, you know was grateful for the challenges that I was put through, and best believe I came out on top. You know, low on funds, came out on top, you know, had me everything like that, going through my sadness, my depression, anxiety, all that, came out on top because I kept the faith. I'm saying, whatever you believe in, just continue to keep the faith, whether that's the universe, put that good energy out into the universe, or if it's, you know, man upstairs, Allah, whoever you believe in, Buddha, any of that, you know, keep the faith, put out that good energy so you could get that good energy back, plant those seeds of positivity so you could get a tree of positivity. You feel me? All right. So once again, my story was a testimony. I ain't gonna go super deep into it because it ain't, you know, I overcame some things and they are big deals, but my point is, whatever you are going through, whether it's COVID, losing a job, you don't have no money, food, it's temporary. And you have to believe it's temporary. And when you believe it's temporary, then you're going to get through it. You're going to get over it. And you're going to step into a new life. You're going to step into a new footing. And you're going to be okay. All right. So throughout my studies, I came across something talking about the purpose of life. Now, once again, I don't disregard any religion, and my mind is open to everything. So I listen to everything, you know, just to pull and connect my own personal dots when it comes to information. So, and I just listened to something this morning too that I was talking basically about the purpose of life. So I think I know what the purpose of life is. All right, you guys ready? There is no purpose of life. Yeah, there isn't one. If you want to talk about a purpose of life will drive you crazy. A purpose of life will make you crazy, because when you achieve what you believe is the purpose, then you feel empty. So there is no purpose of life, but the goal of life is to live it. And if you want to achieve things, that is okay. If you want to achieve things in life, go and shoot to achieve noble things, because when you try to achieve those superficial things, you're left with a feeling of emptiness. Think about this. If you have a goal to achieve a certain amount of money, let's say you achieve that certain amount of money, then how do you feel afterwards? Now you want another goal. And it doesn't make you, you know, feel any certain type of way. So if you, instead of trying to create something as your purpose in life, like I did a podcast a while back talking about purpose of life and how I think that my calling is just to help people. Now, I do things for a noble cause. Like, that has a different type of sense of gratification behind it. Like, it makes you feel better. But as I think back on it, what I believe my purpose of life is, or just my goal for life over general, I still have the stride to achieve my goal of helping everybody. And if, yes, a noble cause, but I'm still living my life to the max in the process. So I'm doing what makes me happy, but I'm also inspiring other people to do what makes them happy. So I believe I'm still sticking to the policy and the newfound information that I've come across of, you know, living life to the fullest and helping people and doing things for a noble cause. So noble cause could be like, you know, help create or reduce world hunger, help reduce population, pollution. There we go. Things like that. So instead of trying to, you know, have a superficial purpose of life, you know, be a millionaire or something like that, those are all good goals. But when you get there, what will happen afterwards? So I'm not saying completely discard your goals or anything like that, but just imagine that you are there and then come up with something that comes after that, because you don't want to achieve something and then you just feel empty, or it feels meaningless, or you wasted all this time doing something. Because, I mean, I do a lot of things and I achieve a lot of goals, but there's been plenty of times where I'd be like, okay, I got this now, and then now what? So some minor situations where I've had that experience is like some games, for instance, that I play. I'll get a game and then I'll experience the game and then like, oh, this ain't what I expected it to be. And then I just discard the game and everything. So that can happen in life, that can happen with people, that can happen with relationships. Don't set these superficial goals, and then when you hit these goals, you don't have a sense of fulfillment. Really deep down, take a look at things and evaluate things and think about the before, the during, and the after of these things and goals, and, you know, then choose what you want to do. Okay, so that's just one of the tidbits that I came across upon my 6-month journey into figuring stuff out. Another one was, I really like this one, because the question asked is basically, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? I want you to think about this now. So once again, the question is, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? Now you have to think of the function of both. A thermostat controls the temperature of the environment that it's in, right? Okay, and then a thermometer tells the temperature of the environment that it's in. I might get crisscrossed with these two words because I'm talking fast and then my brain don't always catch up, or the reverse. So let's start off with the thermostat. So if you are a thermostat, that means that you control everything that's going on around you. That means you control what's going on. You're not letting, you know, everything else affect you. And then for the reverse, the thermometer is basically, so, you know, when you put a thermometer in somebody's mouth and everything, we'll just keep it at the mouth. But when you put a thermometer inside of somebody's mouth, it basically tells the temperature of the environment, meaning that you're letting your environment, if you are the thermometer, you're letting your environment affect you, meaning that they could raise how fast you get elevated, you know, 0 to 100. You know, if you get upset really fast or anxious, or angry, any of those discomforting feelings, or if you become lonely and cold and scared, your environment is controlling you, meaning that you are the thermometer. While being a thermostat is the reverse. You control what's going on. The whole world could be going crap, and you walking around there, everybody else is elevated. They heated, upset, angry, mobbing, destroying stuff. You walking around there cool as a cucumber. That is something to think about just as you go throughout life. You know, maybe it give you a different perspective on how to react to things, or basically how to control what's going on around you, or not let it affect you. So that was another great point that I came across in some of my studies and readings and listenings. And then another great one, I do not know who said this, but it's still great and I love it, because whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right with both ways. And it's actually, I've been listening to, it's a guy named Jim Quick, and he uses this in his Be Fast learning methods. Basically, it gives you tips on how to learn faster and things like that. Like I said, I'm always trying to find stuff to get better. So basically, once again, it says, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right both ways. So if you walking around and you moping around saying, oh, I'm not going to get this job, or I'm not going to make this amount of money, I'm not going to, you know, be able to do this, I'm not going to be able to go to the gym, I'm not going to be able to lose weight, you're right. You're not going to be able to do this because you're saying you're not going to be able to do this. But if you flip that and you change that, and once again, going all the way back to, you know, I think my first season of podcast, when I was talking about perspective and I told the story on myself, whether you believe you can't or believe you can, that's all up to you, and it's your mindset and it's what you believe. Because best believe, I might be 5'8", but best believe I got a spirit like I'm 7'11". I don't even know how tall it is, and I don't even know if I've experienced that, but I got a big spirit. I got a big spirit, and I'm not boasting about myself, but the thing is, you have to be proud of yourself. Because the thing is, like how I told my stories in the beginning of this podcast, your story can either be a comedy or a tragedy or a story of heroism. I think I said that right. But it depends on how you tell it, how you depict it, and how you see it. That's all up to you. So you have to believe that you can if you want to get anywhere. If you want to believe that, okay, I could hit $1 million. I could teach my family how to invest. I could teach, you know, this. I could teach that. I could change my community. I could stop world hunger. I could do all this. I could do all that. It may not happen with you, but if somebody believes in what you believe, best believe it might happen generations down the line. But it happened. It happened because of you. And that's what you have to believe. All right. And then I got a couple, like one more point, and then, you know, we're going to wrap it up. I don't want this to be too long. You know, it's the first podcast of the year, of the new season. So last point, self-investment. If you really, really listen to everything that I've been saying, at every point and turn and pivot of my entire conversation for this podcast right now, I've been learning. And I've been learning because no one or nothing will ever be able to invest in you as much as you are able to invest in you. I'm gonna say the simpler. Invest in yourself. Invest in your body. Invest in your mind. Invest in your soul. Take time out for yourself. It is okay to be alone. It is okay to figure yourself out. It is all perfectly fine. And if somebody says that you're selfish, yes, you are selfish, so you can learn to be selfless, meaning that you will be able to give to others because you're pouring into yourself. I listen to podcasts almost every morning. I support my friends, my family, and all of their endeavors, and I believe in them. And that's because I have to either one, put a lot of belief in myself, or two, listen to things that make me believe in myself. So same way this podcast is meant to inspire and pour into you, you also have to pour into you. You have to do that, because if you have a cup of water and your friend have a cup of water, and you pour from your cup of water into their cup of water, and you fill them up, but you're left empty now, who's going to fill you up? Only you can. You have to take yourself to that faucet, put more water in your cup so you can dish it out to others. You have to invest in yourself. So that comes from all aspects. Once again, mentally, read books, listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks, listen to something that gives you more growth, more mental growth, more mental comprehension. Physically, take time out to get your temple right. You ain't got to eat fried food all the time. You ain't got to eat sweets all the time. You ain't got to do drugs all the time. You ain't got to drink liquor all the time. Take time out for your temple, because best believe your mind, your heart, your body, your blood vessels, all of that. It all depends solely on what you do to it. You ain't got to exercise for an hour, 2 hours and go crazy like I do. Take 30 minutes. Go on a 30-minute walk. Start with that. It's the little achievements that lead to large success. That's it. It ain't got to be all super crazy. And spiritually, once again, I don't care what you believe in. I don't. I respect all religions and everything of that nature. But invest in your soul, in your spirit. Take time, relax, recuperate yourself. Take time away from the world, away from social media, and give it to yourself. I'm pretty sure if the first thing that you do when you get up is hop on your phone, hop on social media, you admit it immediately, letting other energies affect your energy. Get your energy right. So that way when you taking steps and you walking through the world, boom, 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 everybody feeling your energy. Instead of you having to take the impact of everybody else, you got to do what's right for you. All right, so we're going to wrap it up. Everybody knows that I like to, you know, sum it up with either a question, a mantra, or, you know, a quote or something like that. So we're going to keep that going. Keep something on your mind. I know I probably said a couple quotes or something that's really, you know, thoughtful throughout the podcast. But to sum it up at the end, the mantra is going to, you know, how we do our mantras. We're going to say it three times. I'm going to say it, you know, just to instruct it. And then we're going to say it three times. Okay. So it's going to go like this. You can. You will. You must. Yes, this is an original. I can. You're going to say I can. I can. I will. I must. I can. I will. I must. I can. I will. I must. That means you can do whatever you put your mind to. You will do whatever you put your mind to. You must do whatever you put your mind to. Because guess what? Only you could do it. All right? So that's the mantra. And then just a quote, just to finish off, once again, we're going to do both, because I want the beginning, the first podcast to really hit. You feel me? I want to really touch y'all's souls. All right. So the quote is, the fire that burns and destroys one material is the same fire that strengthens and defines another. You choose the material that you want to be. This is an original quote. And it got inspired from a couple things that I've heard. So, once again, the fire that burns and destroys one material is the same fire that strengthens and defines another. You choose the material that you want to be. It's your friendly Apex Alpha. Video game wise, I'm called Shinigami Hulk. Training wise, I get a lot of different names. Please follow me on all my forms of social media for more information, different types of content. You can find all my content at wolfhulkgaming.com. And you all have a beautiful day. It's another year. Let's make it better than the last. The goal is to improve 1% every single day. All right, y'all have a blessed one. Y'all be safe. Yeah, you made it through another one. We're gonna be on to the next one. Appreciate you stopping through for the podcast. And once again, if you like the content, please share with your friends, and your loved ones, even your enemies. Subscribe and follow me on wolfhulkgaming.com. Once again, that's wolfhulkgaming.com for all of the rest of my content, from when it comes to funny TikTok videos, video game clips, or workouts. So thank you for following, listening, and you have a great day.